right. It's time to bring in Kim Komando now. Kim, the digital goddess, is heard every morning in the Digital Minute here on the Big 550 KTRS and most Mondays here on the Carney Show. I'm happy to have her on with me today. Hi, Kim. How are you?
I'm fantastic. How are you?
I'm doing fine. Over the weekend, I was reading about these new apps that are going to make streaming even more popular, video streaming of people's lives. In particular, two of them, one called Meerkat and one called Periscope.
I know. They get crazy names, don't they?
Yeah. Tell me what you think of these.
Well, basically is that they are what we call live streaming apps. And that, so, for example, like if you were trying to become, and this is part of the problem, if you're trying to become a personality, say, on Twitter, the problem with becoming a personality on Twitter versus becoming a personality on Facebook or on YouTube is that the problem with Twitter is that you're only allowed 140 characters, right?
Right.
So it's kind of hard to tell everybody who you are, what you're feeling, what you're looking like, kind of the inside behind-the-scenes scoop in 140 characters, especially when you need to start adding hashtags and add signs and things like that.
Yep.
And so the whole idea behind the Periscope and the Meerkat is to allow Twitter's leaders and people that do tweet out all the time is to give them a way that they will be able to show a different perspective on something, and that being in a live streaming video. Now, you have Periscope, which is part of Twitter, and Meerkat, which is not. And what, so far, what it seems is that they've racked up, I don't know, 150,000 users in just a few weeks. And you really only need one. So it's kind of like, you know, you're going to have one leader for this. It's either going to be Periscope or Meerkat. But the fact that Periscope works better with Twitter, that's probably going to be the one that's going to win. But so far, you know, it hasn't exactly been a home run. People are kind of doing memes with it, like, you know, hashtag fridge view or hashtag show us what's in your fridge. And that seems to be what's kind of hot right now. People are tweeting out and they're showing videos of what they had for breakfast and what their shoes look like. But it's really, you know, it might be good for something like, you know, maybe for like some live news event that's happening, right, where you want to show the emotion or you want to see what's happening instead of just saying hashtag burglary at 7th and Main.
Yeah. Last summer, of course, we had the incidents in Ferguson and had them reprised again in November during Thanksgiving week when the verdict in the Darren Wilson, Michael Brown story came down. And, of course, there were a lot of people who were covering that from media, not just here in St. Louis, but around the world. And also sure. some so-called citizen journalists who had set up streams online that people could watch. I guess that Meerkat and Periscope didn't exist then, but if that...
Now, you know, yeah, they didn't. And they just kind of popped up. And the difference is that with Meerkat is that you can only watch the video once. With Periscope, you can watch it again and again and again if you want.
Okay, so if something like that were going on, or any major news event, and people are there, they could announce to their Twitter followers, hey, I'm streaming live now. If you have
yes.
the Periscope app, you can watch all of this with me?
Exactly. So, like, you know, if you notice, even if it's not something criminal, maybe it's just a dance that's happening on the street on your way home from work. And if you want to show off, say, the atmosphere at the football game that you're going to. It's a lot like Snapchat in that it's instant and it really hinges on a particular moment in time. And within that moment of time, you know, we always have to follow the money, right?
Yep.
And so right now with Twitter, the people that are tweeting out, including myself, is that, you know, we don't make any money at it.
No, we don't.
Okay, so, you know, we just sit there and we, you know, do this all weekend long and all night and day long just because, you know, this is what our listeners and everybody expects us to do. And so with Twitter now being able to show some emotion is that you'll be able to actually compete with, say, what's going on at YouTube, what's going on at Facebook.
You know, this whole thing about us being turned into content providers, I don't mean you and me, but all of us.
Everybody.
Whether it's on Twitter or Facebook or your own website or Snapchat or Instagram, the companies behind this have to have some sort of business plan where they can make money, even if we're doing it for free. Is there a business plan for these streaming services?
Oh, sure. I mean, you know, as you get more people out there, maybe it's maybe you're going to pay a certain amount to do a live stream from a concert, right? Or from a football game, or maybe you're live streaming and you happen to be drinking a Coca-Cola. I mean, you know, where there are eyeballs is that's where the advertising money is, and especially now because it's becoming so targeted. I don't know if you heard what Google is doing in Kansas City, but this to me is a fundamental shift that I don't think a lot of folks have realized, that in Kansas City, Google is providing the fiber lines, right?
Yep.
Okay, so the fiber lines are not free. It's $70 a month, but it's 1,000 gigabytes. So it's ultra, ultra fast. So now what Google's doing is they're saying, all right, so now you've got the web browser and you've got our fiber line coming in, and now it's coming off of your television. We have everything all connected. So now we are going to serve you targeted television ads based upon where you go online, ads that you've seen, ads that you've clicked, what's in your Gmail, television shows that you've watched in the past. So, you know, you have to assume that if it's a whole bunch of Sesame Street and Dora Explorer and Diego and everybody else, that you're going to be seeing, like, cereal products, right?
Yep.
But now it's a whole new perspective. And so, you know, kind of off of a tangent is that how are they making money? It's all in targeted ads. And, you know, right now Meerkat, you know, there's a guy that's really popular on Meerkat because he shows a pineapple on his kitchen counter for several minutes. I mean, I have no idea why thousands of people are watching a pineapple on his counter for several minutes.
Nor do I.
Other than, you know, maybe they're just not playing Candy Crush.
Now, just one thing about the Google Fiber ads, which is fascinating to me. I guess they can't preempt network or local TV ads. They must be putting it into the local holes that, like, a cable outlet would put in its local ads. But Google Fiber is going to have different ads going to different people. Is that what you're saying?
Yes. It's going to be targeted ads. So instead of just buying on impressions, we're going to say, I want to buy a 35-year-old woman with three kids under the age of six who has gone over to Etsy and Pinterest, and has maybe shopped at Macy's.com. I mean, you know, literally you can get down to very, very specifics to even what people have liked on Facebook, because all this data is being connected. And that's what a lot of people don't realize, is that they think that, well, I'm just going to post something up on Twitter, I'm going to post something up on Facebook, and then I'm going to search the internet, and nobody's going to be able to put it all together. Well, everything is being put together in a massive database. And as you're out there on the web, and so many people, myself included, is that we stay logged on to Facebook because it's easier. Who wants to log in and out, right?
Yeah.
Is that Facebook is actually getting a copy of everywhere I go too.
Right, right. What I always find funny is once I have visited a site and maybe booked a hotel room somewhere, then whenever I go to other sites and there are ad holes on that website that are being filled by whatever server it is, I now get ads for that hotel for 3 months. Even after I've gone and stayed at that hotel and come home, I'm still getting ads for that same hotel, all because I visited their website and booked a room.
Exactly. I call it the ugly boots syndrome. I mean, you know, you go to Zappos and you find a pair of ugly shoes, right? And you're like, oh, gosh, I'd never buy those. All of a sudden, the ugly shoes are following you all over the web forever. You're like, make it stop.
All right, one last concern about these streaming services. What's to stop people from holding up their phone at a concert or a movie or a sporting event, all things that are copyrighted content, and just pointing their camera at the screen or event and streaming that to everybody else who wants to watch it for free?
You know, certainly there are legal implications around privacy and copyright. I mean, taking your phone to the movie theater and broadcasting the movie across the web is not going to be tolerated. And so, accordingly, any type of invasion of privacy that would land you in trouble the same way if you were filming offline. And so you just have to, you know, use a little caution, a little common sense. Right now, the app is free. It's only available on iOS, iPads, iPhones. And they're going to likely have an Android version come along at some point.
I wonder if there's going to be backlash to people using this and violating other people's privacy, the same concerns we had with Google Glass.
Yeah, but Google Glass, you just look like a dork. I mean,
is that dead, by the way? Is Google Glass dead now?
No, you know what? They can't. They're not going to let it die. It's going to come back in a different iteration. But, you know, I mean, when you have to tell people not to be a glass hole, which is what they did, then you know you have I mean, honest to gosh, the one guy that I saw wearing the Google Glass, I wanted to take a picture of him, but I thought, you know, this is just mean because I wouldn't do that and put it on my Facebook page. But he was, honest to gosh, he was wearing a Hawaiian shirt with checkered shorts.
Oh, perfect.
And, I mean, and white socks and black shoes. And I was like, you know what? I don't know who got you a ticket to Hawaii, but your wife definitely, or so you need somebody to dress you.
KOMANDO.com. That's Kim's website. You can also hear her Digital Minute every morning here on the Big 550 KTRS. Kim Komando, thanks for joining me today.
You betcha. Anytime.
I'm Paul. Thank you. I'm Paul Harris. This is the Big 550 KTRS.